We've always mentioned, I know, that Earth Day is supposed to be every day, but I know in particular, Northwest Indiana likes to take one particular day off the calendar out to be able to celebrate it and to push it, to make sure that everybody knows about the importance of Earth Day and in turn have fun as well, too. First off, tell us the importance of Earth Day.
Well, it's a way to remind us to be nice to our planet. The celebration is really a connection point where we get together nonprofits that connect people to the environment, where there are vendors and businesses that sell things, products that help you save energy, or items that are made from recycled other products, or and also there are schools that are promoting certain aspects of keeping the environment clean, or other aspects. So it's a number of things. It's a connection point. We like to say that the Earth Day is a way to connect with 78 exhibitors. We also have live animal shows, so kids can get up and close to animals they've never seen before. And it's music, and it's a wonderful event. It's family friendly, and there's lots of giveaways and lots of activities and lots of things to do. So we invite everybody to come out and spend the day with us.
We should mention that, of course, this is a cooperative effort between not only the Porter County Recycling and Waste Reduction, but also in LaPorte County, the Solid Waste Management District, and, of course, Lake County's Solid Waste Management District, to be able to get together and put your resources together and plan something that is going to happen on Saturday, the 21st. Yeah. It'll happen at starting at 9 o'clock in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. It'll be at the Porter County Expo Center, which is on East Division Road in Valparaiso. For folks coming out that way that have never been to the Expo Center when it's all set up for Earth Day, what will people see?
Oh my gosh. Well, they will see a ton of exhibitors, and a main stage that is always going. In addition to the animal shows, we also have a 12-minute film on water quality, and this is going to be it's produced by a Purdue professor, and it's another way for people to learn. And we hope that there are a lot of things that'll draw people to come out. In fact, we also have a reuse fair going on. So people that are spring cleaning can check out a wish list that has been developed by nonprofits and local schools, and they can bring in some items on the wish list that they're not using and maybe they've got stored away and have forgotten about, that these schools and nonprofits could use. So when they come in, they will see a reuse fair and people making donations. They will see dozens of exhibitors. They will have a main stage that's always going. And they will also see a rain barrel contest. And it's we have 35 schools that are competing for cash prizes, and they're going to see rain barrels that are designed in all different colors with all different Earth Day themes, and they will get to vote on their favorite, and these schools can win prizes. So it's really, there's a lot going on, and we hope that they will be connected with some sort of aspect that inspires them.
You kind of mentioned here at the start of our conversation about 78 exhibitors coming out for the event this year. And a point of disclosure, we should mention that Lakeshore Public Media is going to be one of those 78 exhibitors out there. A lot of other businesses as well as nonprofits like Lakeshore Public Media will be out on hand to talk with people and come out to the Expo Center about this. Let's go back, Donna, and go into more detail about this very interesting film. In fact, this film that you've referred to is entitled Common Ground, Common Water, Water Quality, A Shared Priority. And it's going to, in fact, this is the premiere. This will be the first showing of this film that Dr. Sarah Church has come up with. You had a chance to preview it ahead of time, of course. Tell us a little bit about what Dr. Church is trying to do to get to the public, to let them realize the importance of water quality here in Northwest Indiana.
Well, and I think the point is that we all contribute to water quality and water pollution, and it's a way to also highlight the things that are going on around us, and farmers and businesses that are working on a solution and to improve our water quality. And the film highlights a lot of personalities that you've seen in media and around town, and these are collaborators from local cities and water and conservation planners and homeowners and farmers. So a lot of these people are featured on the film, and it's 12 minutes, but it's only 12 minutes, and mm-hmm. I think that people can gather a lot and learn something in this premiere. And Dr. Church is also going to be getting feedback from people that have seen the film and wondering, you know, what kind of an educational tool that this will be for the public.
We should mention, too, that the big presentation of Dr. Church's film is going to be at 9:30 in the morning and be on the big screen there at the Porter County Expo Center. But you're also going to have the opportunity to see it, too, if you like, if you go to booth number 36, if I've got the number right. That's where Dr. Church is going to be, and she'll be able to show the film, I guess, there, I guess, on a loop at the booth so people can watch it there if they are not able to make it over to the big screen at 9:30 in the morning.
Yes, correct.
When we have all these booths set up, you've talked a little bit here about not only the importance of the recycling and the myriad of products and services and procedures that you can go through to help be kind to Mother Earth. What are some of the more unique vendors that show up for an event like Earth Day in Northwest Indiana?
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know where to begin.
There are a lot of them, I suppose, then. You look at it that way, yes.
There are. Well, and you can talk about, like, Eastwind Acupuncture and Kaufman Chiropractic, and these are, they talk about natural ways to deal with pain and to help your body. And also we have a business called like Green Housewives Bath Company, that they make their own soaps and scrubs, and so you're not dealing with chemicals and a list of things that you can't pronounce on the ingredients, and so these are all natural. So, I mean, there are so many, and of course, we'll be there, and we're going to be promoting recycling and what you can and can't recycle. The MS4 communities from all over Northwest Indiana are going to be talking about water and much like what Dr. Church is, you know, ways that you can and help and protect water quality in your own home. So, and of course, like NIPSCO, you know, one of our big sponsors, they're going to be talking about energy. And Northwest Indiana Clean Air, another big sponsor, are going to be talking about ways that you can not contribute to air pollution and improving air quality around you. So, I mean, and that's just, you know, a flash of what's going to happen on Saturday. So we like to say that, you know, we like to draw people in and say, you know, if there's something there that attracts you to this event, and hopefully you'll be able to come away with much more than what you anticipated.
Now, Donna, we've talked here about what adults can take away from visiting, from the presentations that they get to see, the booths they get to check out. How about young people? I'm sure we're encouraged to come to Earth Day here in Northwest Indiana on Saturday, the 21st, there at the Porter County Expo Center in Valparaiso. What kind of activities are planned for young people?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we encourage all of our vendors and exhibitors to have activities. So, you know, just by visiting the booth, I'm sure that the vendors will be engaging in a lot of different things. For instance, even the Lake County Solid Waste Management District is going to have activities for them.
Oh, yeah.
We also have bingo. We like to say everybody that walks in gets a bingo card, and they can go around and visit all of the vendors and exhibitors that are on the bingo card. And once they do, they can fill out their name and address and contact information, and that is their chance to win bikes. So we're giving away bicycles at Earth Day, as we do every year. And as you know, riding a bike is not only is it great exercise, but it's a way to promote good air quality because you're not taking a car and not using gasoline. So of course, they'll get to see, I'm sure a lot of kids are going to come and see the rain barrel contest and come and visit their barrels and cast their votes and see what they're up against. So there's so much for people, for kids to do. And certainly the live animal shows are a huge hit with the kids. So
I was going to ask if you would go into that, because I know that's something that you don't necessarily expect to see at an Earth Day celebration, but there's a reason that it's so popular. That is because there are all kinds of things to do and see, and that's why a lot of people I know come.
Oh, absolutely. And the show is called Silly Safaris, and it is educational, and he brings all sorts of bugs and reptiles and mammals, and he gets up on stage, and not only is he entertaining, but again, excuse me, he's educational, and he talks about some of the basics, you know, what are their predator or prey, and how they are out in the wild, and it's really a great opportunity for kids and everybody to see these animals up front and up close, and also learn all that they can about them. And he also has an exhibit, so if they don't catch either one of the two shows, they can certainly go to the exhibit. He has a booth, and he can talk to them, you know, personally, and of course see the animals up close as well.